Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
New show alert. New show alert.
New show alert.
New show alert. Who dis? Who
get
did?
Ready for an exciting new theme song. Oh, wait, it's not finished.
Fuck you. We only decided to do this show like last week, and I've got a life to live. I've got a motherfucking life to live.
What life do you have? You're in the middle of quarantine. You can't fuck anyone. You're in your apartment just staring at the wall. What else can you do?
I can wash dishes. That's it. And I can just make food.
I just got it real for Poodle.
Maybe. It did hit a little too close to home. No, I'm doing Noom. I'm like mindful all the time about like what I'm eating and making my own food. And
you like
it? I enjoy Noom. I do like it. Although, you know what? I should not do my own thing. I should take my own advice because they're not promoting us right now. So I should say a fucking word.
I wasn't going to say a word about it.
But you know what? I did it on my own thing. It's not like you who get something and then they stop promoting us and you fucking try to promote them.
Well, if I still like them, I still
That's
love
like
my
a sex worker saying, sure, I'll let you have one for free.
I still like my Aurora bed.
Stop it. They are not our sponsors
anymore. They sponsored
anymore.
Us for a little bit. They got me a bed.
And for that, and when they give me another bed, then we can start talking about it. But you stole it away from me, so that's fine. But that's
you
okay.
Have a Tempur-Pedic, and I had a nasty-ass mattress from Leeds that I bought when I moved to L.A.
Or your mattress is free. Your mattress fine. Has crabs.
Practically.
Yo, this is Summer House. This is Reality Gays presents Summer House.
Summer House. That's not the theme song.
That's not the theme song.
But it could be.
No, I already know what it is, and I'm about halfway through it.
What's that original song? Isn't it some dum dum da da dum dum? What is that song?
It's some summertime, some
summertime. Summertime.
It was a big leap.
Well, I'm sucking dick in the summertime. I'm going to suck that dick. It's going to be so fine. I'm going to suck that dick.
That's not how the
suck
song
that dick
goes.
I think I just combined another song.
You did. You just made up a song about dicks.
Y'all, this is Reality Gays. And if you're a new listener, you've already switched off.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
If you came here because you're a big Summer House fan and thought we were just this was going to be a straight ahead recap, you may want to turn the dial.
You may want to hold on to your fuck machine because it's going to tip over.
I think give us a shot. This is our first kind of foray into the Bravo universe.
Exactly. My name is Matt Marr, aka Poodle calls me Maddie, and my co-host is the lovely, the wonderful, the aqua-eyed vixen,
ooh,
Jake Anthony, aka known as Poodle.
I think my eyes are more aquamarine than aqua.
That is so fucking gay that you corrected me saying that your word eyes are aqua.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Wow.
I sound very masculine today.
You do sound a little bit like a drag queen at a 3 a.m. shift.
I know. I've been talking a lot today.
That is what it is.
I know.
That's your moneymaker, your talk box.
I just feel husky.
I almost made a joke. But
no. Don't ever make a joke about husky weight ever. Yeah. We're the boys. We're the boys who had to have husky sizes.
Yeah, you know, there's the boys of summer. We're the boys of In-N-Out. The boys of Burger King. There we are. There we are.
Oh, I know I want chicken fries.
Oh, I love chicken fries. Y'all. So yeah, we normally recap 90 Day Fiancé. We do other stuff kind of on a whim.
We love After Lockup as well on our Patreon. Yeah. But we started out with 90 Day Fiancé. We're formally called Reality Gays.
We're formally called
90 Day Fiancé.
No, we're formally. Did you drink too much?
Referred to as 90 Day Gays.
Jesus.
This is in the middle of the day. I'm just flummoxed.
But now we're called Reality Gays. So anyway, so welcome. We've also done, we shouldn't say No Bravo. We've done Southern Charm on another podcast called Sweet Tea. And we will, that finale just, the reunion just dropped. I've got to drop that episode. We'll drop. And then, but we'll move that over when that comes back to this feed. Anyway. All right, y'all, we were lubed and primed and ready to go, because if you haven't listened already, we already did an interview with Hannah and Paige.
Of the Giggly Squad.
That's their podcast, The Giggly Squad. So we already did an interview.
They are wonderful. We had a blast with them.
Super fun time. They're really good at keeping their mouths shut about what we're going to see.
I know.
Weren't they really? Because I did not realize that Hannah was already going to be this fucking dickmatized by Luke. She did not let on to that in our interview. Did she not?
I know she did not. They kind of kept it real. They didn't tell anybody. They were very tight-lipped. Even Paige was tight-lipped about whether she's going to have a relationship. And she can't really talk about her relationship status right now because the show has to air. So
yeah,
but they were great. They were great. We had a good time.
That would be Poodle's dream, to be on a show where he can't talk about his relationship status. And every time he fucks a guy, he's like,
Can
I call you again? And you said, sure. Are you dating someone? I can't talk about it.
I'm filming a show.
Contractual. That's his excuse that he would use for like 10 years.
They're like, so are you fucking someone else or aren't you? I'm sorry. Contractually obligated. I'm so sorry. Oh, it's a really bad, the NDR is really bad. It's really bad for them. NDA, I'm sorry. I said NDR.
NDR, whatever. What the hell is NDR? What the shit is that?
Speaking of, the Super Bowl's coming up this weekend. Who's ready?
Who gives a shit about the Super Bowl?
I didn't know who was playing. You know who I did know? You know what I did know, though?
What?
Two hot quarterbacks were in it. Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. That's the only thing I knew. I didn't know whose teams were playing.
You knew more than me. You know, I only know the Chiefs are playing because my nephew Cody is really into them. And unfortunately, we're going to have a Super Bowl party house at my dad's. And by party, we're listening to Dr. Fauci. Basically, I have one cousin who is basically like my sister, who their family, they've all had it. So they have antibodies. The four of them are coming over. So it's going to be very small, but the people we've kind of quarantined with.
As long as you can make excuses for yourself, I'm sure it's fine.
No, I'm just letting, because y'all, if you're having a big Super Bowl party.
By the way, his father has cancer, I should mention.
Poodle thinks it's fake. I let my dad listen to some of the podcasts, and he looked up at me, and he said, Jake's a bitch. And I said, yeah, he is.
All I said was, I don't know how real any of this is. Because your father's looked pretty well every time I've seen him.
That's true.
As well as I've never seen a medical report. Well, you could be at the airport like La Quinta, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I wasn't able to go into the hospital when he was on life support on a ventilator. But next time I'll send you a video. Yeah, let me get right on that.
Like, pose real close with him and smile.
Let me like sneak into the hospital in a nurse's outfit with bad makeup, like an 80s sitcom, just to take a fucking picture.
I would love that.
You know what? I kind of would too now. Not that he would be in a ventilator, but just to wear a nurse's outfit and be undercover. Oh,
to be in the 80s and to dress up, to be undercover or like a sitcom is something I was born to do. To creep around corners. It's like, hello, I am Mrs. McGillicuddy. It's so good to be here at your school.
It's true. It's very, this is true. I agree with this.
Let's talk about Summer House. Let's dig in.
All right, y'all.
We did mention before we start.
Oh, Jesus.
Before we start, we thought we were going to put this in our Patreon, but it turns out we did some thinking and we kind of want our first Bravo, real big Bravo experience. We did Southern Charm, but it wasn't on our feed. But our first kind of reality gaze Bravo experience to be accessible to all. So we are putting this on our free feed. So there will be no walls between you and our show.
There won't. Now, if you join the Patreon thinking
For Summer House,
we don't just hold your breath. Things are coming.
And if you did, you can send us a message that says, or you can send us a message saying, I really did this. I really did, in all honesty, join for Summer House. And if you did, one of us will contact you and we'll talk to you about that.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
More stuff is coming.
I don't like to say this word, the R word, because Poodle hates it, but we can refund your money.
There's a stitch in my side every time you say that word.
What? We can totally refund your money.
Yeah, fine. We will refund your money. If you wanted Summer House and that's the only thing you wanted, we will totally refund your money. God, I need
but
mouthwash.
Hold your breath. That. Announcement to come next week.
There is another show that will be replacing.
There will be replaced about. So. What will it be? What will it be? What's coming for me?
What will this show be like? I wonder. Oh, now I'm thinking about Christopher Plummer, who passed.
Well, he's dead. He died. It's very sad. The captain is gone.
He was like 90 something, so he lived a good life.
He's 91.
Oldest person to ever win an Oscar. Like, in other words, he won it late.
Oh, yeah. Good for him.
For Beginners, the gay movie.
Was it good?
I never saw it. I'm like, he's gay and he's old. Ew.
Gay, though. Oh.
I'm like an old gay guy.
Oh, I would totally fuck what's his name? Gandalf for us.
It's like 70.
Ian McKellen.
You would not fuck Ian McKellen.
Yes, I would in a second.
No, I think that's a whole other level of fetishism.
No, I don't think it's like, I think he's a beautiful man. I think I would totally get into it.
No, not for me.
Or him. He's not gay. Or Patrick Stewart. You wouldn't have sex with Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart is completely different than Ian McKellen. But I would bang Patrick Stewart.
Or like, he's not as old, but what's his name? Stanley Tucci? Get into it.
Okay, no, these are not comparable. Stanley Tucci and Ian McKellen? Your vocabulary for older men who may or may not be gay needs to be enlarged.
Kevin Kline.
Oh, no, all of those are bangable. I'm sorry, I just say no to Ian McKellen. I don't want to bang him.
You shall have ass.
Can we please start the show?
Let's finally start the show.
Well, there was something else.
No, I think that's it, y'all. So be sure to jump into that. And we've got if you're new to the show, we do Love After Lockup.
If you're new to the show, you can see it's quite well produced.
Let's jump into Summer House.
So we thought we'd just describe characters a little bit. First of all, we have Kyle and Amanda. Basically, know that Kyle was kind of the nucleus of the group. Kyle and Lindsay were kind of the nucleus. They've been five seasons, or four previous seasons, and Kyle and Lindsay were the kind of nucleus who were going to the same summer share every summer. If you don't know what a summer share is, basically, it sounds really fucking elite, but follow this. They rent a house every weekend. They're most of the time they're living in New York City, and every weekend they go to fucking Montauk, basically the Hamptons. So
they called it Montauk on the first season, and then the second one they totally just changed it to the Hamptons
because it's not really in Montauk. That's why. No. That's kind of dispensable income. So must be nice. anyway, that's the same thing with gay men with Fire Island who have a summer share. But a lot of times with gay guys, they'll, you don't really have a bed. You just sleep whatever bed you find yourself into.
It's true.
The floor.
They tried to do Fire Island, but it just didn't work the same.
You mean Summer House Fire Island?
Well, when they did that show that we recapped.
Oh, you mean, yeah.
The Fire Island. It was called Fire Island.
No, it's something Fire Island. I can't remember.
Who cares?
I don't know. Who gives a shit? We had a really good time. Remember Paul Bunyan?
Yeah, we did. So Kyle is, he was one of the OGs as well as Lindsay. And then kind of on, the way it usually works in this is that someone knows someone, or at least this is the way they produce it. Someone knows someone that brings someone into the new person into the house each season. Like, for instance, Luke brings Sierra into the house this season. But
it's like when you have to do contract tracing for an STD. You're like, exactly. I fucked that guy who fucked that guy who fucked that guy who fucked those seven guys.
That neighbor fucked him. So anyway, so yes, Kyle's like this bro.
The
He's
blonde,
very
kind of fratty built, very, very fratty. For me, for my money. He's obnoxious, and a lot of people love him. I feel
that way, too.
He's a very sensitive person. He's always on. He's an entrepreneur.
He's always on.
He's a bro-trepreneur, so you can just say what you want to about
he's
that.
He's a bro-trepreneur, yes.
Yeah,
that is Kyle.
That's just his, and he basically has a kind of hard iced tea brand called Loverboy that you're going to see in every motherfucking frame.
You are.
Yeah.
Now, Amanda is his fiance. They met on season two, I think.
They didn't meet on season two. She's an ex-girlfriend.
But she was on season two, right?
Yeah. But she wasn't. I think you're right. She was on season two because she kept hooking up with him.
They kind of kept hooking up.
Yeah.
And then, so she came on the show and they kept dating. Amanda, I don't know what she does for work. She's like a.
I think she's been pulled into work for Loverboy, unfortunately.
Yeah. I think that's what she does.
Yeah.
So that's kind
of kind of the cook of the house. She kind of organizes everything. She tells people like what we're going to eat. She's kind of the mom of the house.
Yeah. Agreed. And then in season three, Carl came on, right?
No, we just need to say they got engaged.
They got engaged.
Last,
yes.
Last season, Kyle and Amanda did.
They did.
No, and season one, Carl came on. Carl, there's all seasons.
There's been a lot of, will they or won't they get married? So I think that's just going to be another big issue. That's always like a storyline.
Because he has, in the most cheated, in the most non-admitted ways, like people said, I hooked up with a girl. I promise I don't remember it because I was so blackout drunk.
Because he did. Because he fucked a lot of
girls. That might be a problem. This show is like this show is a hair away from needing an Al-Anon meeting.
That's true. And a sex addicts meeting, yeah. Speaking of Al-Anon, Carl is a token fuckboy of the show.
Oh, and y'all, he is so, even from the beginning, he could talk me out of my panties. Oh my God.
I'm normally not as into Kyle. However, sober Kyle kind of beefed up and
Carl.
I am.
Carl.
What did I say? Carl. Kyle. Yes, Carl.
Carl, I think you're on my show. Oh, wait, it's a different one. He's not fat.
No, sober. I will say Carl looks the best he ever has. Although
he looks the best he's ever had.
I was still into drunken, toxic brat boy Carl, too.
Agreed. But his, arms have kind of beefed up. Like,
now we're going to get your fetish for beefy guys.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, here we go.
When a big, muscly arm's just on top of you and you're just feeling their triceps while they do their work.
You know, I'd like to object, but you're dead on there.
Dead on. Yeah, you can't deny. And so
You're just holding on to that bit, the headboard of that bed.
And you're going, whee!
Goose, 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 goose.
So Carl's had kind of a long history of really trying to, I think more than anyone, especially of the guys, trying to find his place, as Richard Marx would sing, his place in this world.
No, that's Michael W. Smith.
Same thing.
No, so, they're very different.
So trying to find his place in this world.
If you're new, basically all I do is correct Maddie.
It's true. And so they're basically with Carl, we kind of ended last year of Kyle telling him, like, you're drinking a lot, like you came to meeting drunks.
Carl works with
Lover Boy, know. Like, he kind of does sales stuff there. And that's, as far as we know, that's what Carl's doing now.
This is going to be all season.
Well, you know what? They should have changed their names to make them. There should have been an Ed. There should have been a Fallon.
Don't pull over, y'all.
There should have been a Sinise.
I'm just saying, you need to be super intentional about names, please. That's all I'm asking, because you're going to confuse everyone.
You know what? Reed Vulture.
You're welcome.
I'm not here for facts.
We need to get some things right. No, people are just confused because you just keep calling them the wrong names.
Anyway, so that's Carl. And let's see. Lindsay is a publicist. She's been around.
Wild party girl. Yeah, she likes to drink like all the others do.
She has, she was with Carl.
Never really. No, they kind of hooked up. They're never been together.
Oh, yes, that's what I meant. Like, they've hooked up.
No, Carl's been with everybody.
Yeah, Carl's fucked everyone.
Yeah.
That's Lindsay. Lindsay is a lot about Lindsay.
Yeah. If she listens to this, I don't know. Maybe she will. Maybe she's not. She's my least favorite cast member. I feel like there's constant. She kind of resembles a flightless bird to me, who's always squawking at people, like
that.
Kind of,
that makes sense.
Like, hoarse voiced. What? What? You know. It's
what,
this.
What?
Yeah. It's this. This kind of just brutality.
I have episodes where I'm like, she's great, and then I have episodes where she's wretched. So
I only have the variety, the second variety, but that's me.
That's Poodle.
Yeah.
So Danielle.
Oh, by the way, Lindsay now is engaged. They're not engaged. She's with her steady boyfriend Stabby.
Stabby.
Steven. You know when they would show it, Stabby Steven.
Oh.
I don't know why, but they call him Stabby.
They do. I forgot about that. So last
they've been dating
season, they were
kind
of dating, but this season he's living in the house.
And this is interesting because Lindsay usually winds up hooking up with someone every summer.
So this is an interesting. Steven's cute. He's got a nice body. It looks like he fucks good.
Yeah, I'm not really into him either. He seems boring to me.
Really? Okay, so.
Oh, no, I think he's, I would fuck him. I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
He's greasy haired for me. I'm just like, I feel like I could get some, his hair would be greasy.
So close your eyes.
No, I know what you're going to say. Yes, I'd let him bang me.
Okay.
I've been in quarantine forever. I would Letty and McKellen bang me. I'm going to go back on that. God.
Y'all, Jake would let that pickle from Schoolhouse Rock fucking right now. Or that Bill.
No, Timer. Time for Timer. A hanker for a hunk of cheese.
I'm just a regular bear. I want to fuck Poodle on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, that Bill could bang the fuck out of me. And y'all, that Bill's freaky deaky.
Freaky deaky. Mm-hmm. So Danielle... talk about Danielle Poodle, because I don't remember anything about her.
No, she's been around for a long time.
She has.
Before Sierra, our newest cast member, Danielle was the only diverse member of the cast. She's Latina. And Danielle is a friend of Lindsay's, and she basically is there to get dick. She's pretty upfront about that.
Her and Hannah both are very dick piggy positive.
Yeah.
So are we. Get yours.
So, and Danielle is basically what we need to know is an ex-girlfriend of Carl's.
Oh, they dated. Yes,
yeah,
they did date.
I think that's. Then we're gonna get into the last two.
So Paige and Hannah, and we say Paige and Hannah
came season three,
and we say Paige and Hannah because they both came the same summer and they became fast friends. So they're kind of
into the podcast Giggly Squad, who we did our interview with.
But they are kind of a pair in the house.
Yeah,
like, you know, anything Paige is going to go through. It's like it's going to affect Hannah in some way.
Yeah, they are twins.
They're it's sweet. And there's a codependence there.
Yeah. They probably admit that.
Yeah. We told them, we said, we interviewed them. We had a great interview with them. And I said, but we're going to still make fun of you. And Paige was like, please. Totally. Yeah. So anyway.
And I will say, Paige comes from upstate New York, kind of sheltered Italian family. So she's going to be kind of exposed to more things than she would normally be.
Yeah, she was Catholic. Although by now, I think
she's had that fucked out of her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hannah, and as she said, you know, Hannah calls her a ratchet girl from Brooklyn. She calls herself a ratchet girl from Brooklyn. And Hannah's always trying to get that D whenever she can. And so she's always trying to push her emotions away. She's a sporty girl. She plays tennis. She was like number five in the nation at one point, and I think 16, something just banged in my apartment.
Now, I will say, you know, because we're talking about work a lot on this show, which is weird because nobody ever talks about their work so much because none of them are ever having to work. But really.
But that's New York. That's New York. New York.
But also Hannah.
You is so much of who you are.
Your identity. Hannah and Paige really are kind of more than anybody have turned this show into, like, Hannah now, her main job is podcasting. I will say Hannah every year season, like the first season, she was like, it was something like creative something.
A viral video creator.
And like it changed every year. But the last 2 years, she's kind of more of a doing Giggly Squad. And she also does. What is that?
The Burning in Hell
podcast, where she kind of that's more of kind of a an in-depth, going deep type of podcast with celebs. But Paige is a full-on influencer.
So if you saw the first episode when she had all of her clothes sent there, because that's part of her business now. She has to.
She's really not telling it. She's not telling a lie. Like, she actually makes money from that.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. What could we be an influencer, Poodle? What I want to watch that new documentary about influencers. I've heard it's great.
I don't know what I would influence.
That's
lube
fair.
Brands. Lube. I mean,
you know, Boy Butter would say they would have you on for like, or maybe Swiss Army, because I know you like that's Swiss your Navy. Favorite brand. Swiss Navy, whatever.
That's a joke. You know why that's funny, right?
Oh, because it's the Navy. It's
no.
Fair.
No, it's like why Swiss is it Army. Funny?
Because it's not Swiss Army, it's Swiss Navy.
Yes, and do you know why it's funny that for a country to have a Navy?
Oh, Switzerland doesn't have it. It's a landlocked country. Oh, look at them. That's funny.
And also the name Swiss Army is also ironic because they're a neutral country.
That is ironic. That's funny. You know,
the response is usually not, that is ironic. And then silence. And when you have to explain a joke, it ceases to be funny. Not that it ever was funny. So I should just give up trying to explain things because it always fails. Because you look at me like I'm an alien trying to explain something. And then you're like, so what else do you say? I'm confused.
I'm just saying that if you were an influencer for Swiss Navy Lube, they would have you on for a month and then they would have an Instagram post and say, we're out of lube because Jake used all of his free lube. Therefore, he is not going to be advertising for us any longer.
Y'all, come at me, Swiss Navy. I know I'm making a plug, but I swear to God, I would be
don't
a brand
you
ambassador.
Do this. You can't do this.
I'm actually soliciting at this point. Some good shit.
Wow.
Wow.
So it's July 30th, and they are moving to the house for 6 weeks, y'all. Right? I think we covered everybody, correct? We didn't talk about Luke.
Luke and we can talk about them when they come, though. Well, let's talk about Luke and Sierra. Why not? So there's only one new cast member this season, one new guest. And Luke has been there before. Luke was kind of had the relationship. He's kind of like the Minnesota kind of Jesus model-y, outdoorsy. He could be sporty with Hannah. He kind of fucked with her head. He's basically tries to seem like he's a sensitive boy, but he's really a fuck boy like Carl.
He is the quote most gorgeous guy in the house. Like, his body is insane.
I don't see it. Well, am I weird?
No, his body is insane. He is gorgeous. His personality is the most boring, I think.
Well, I think he's,
I think he takes himself too seriously.
Yeah, but I feel like there's, there, like he can make a girl feel really good about herself.
Oh, like, he's a player.
Yeah.
Y'all, we would beg for it.
I don't, this is so weird. I don't find him attractive. I keep looking to see what I don't like about him.
Okay, close your eyes.
I know
you would bang him.
I'm standing firm on this. I do not think I would bang him.
So you're telling me
I'm standing firm on it, but I'm standing firm on this principle.
So if you're telling me y'all are in the pool in the summer, the candle,
listen,
the fire is burning, and you're having a drink, and he gets up out of the pool, and you see water run down his abs and land on the shaft of his naked penis.
Oh,
you wouldn't want to draw it into you like Elizabeth Berkley in Showgirls?
I would, and I would. My lips would go onto his cock. But
that's
what
all
I'm
I
saying,
need to
what
know.
I'm Thank saying you. Is, I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't find him immediately attractive. Like
same.
I would fuck Kyle before Luke.
Same.
Yeah.
No, I would. Luke, because I think Luke has a bigger dick.
Oh, definitely.
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 Y'all, Luke has a nice dick.
It's a nice dick.
It might be the biggest in the house.
Carl's is nice, too, though. It's a nice penis.
But I'm a size queen. I'm going to just, let's be honest.
Yeah, Luke's got the biggest dick in the house. You're right. I just don't, there's something.
No.
Every time Luke is like, it's like one of those two faces on Seinfeld. You know,
he always
you see
looks
in
different.
A different light
yep.
and a different thing. I'm like, who is this again? Oh, that's Luke.
And with the beard,
forget.
He looks gross and he's shit. And you're like, who is this person? I agree.
And there's a weird, he's kind of got weird stoner eyes all the time going on.
Even though
I don't know if he's a weed aficionado or not.
Aficionado. I feel like he probably is.
But... Yeah, I'm just kind of
There's
not
nothing
into
wrong
it.
With that. Get your doobie.
No, do what you want to.
Do what you want.
So then there's Sierra, who is Luke's friend, quote unquote friend. They have
it's very vague. They have hooked up, but it's very they're being very vague about their relationship status.
She's a
gorgeous.
Fucking knockout.
She's gorgeous.
She's both a nurse and a model.
She's also the kind of the only person in this house who's actually has an education and a real job.
I think some of them have educations.
Not education, but like let me rephrase it. A lot of them have education, but I mean like she went to school to do something and then she has a job.
Yeah,
like
that's not fair to say that she does that the others don't have real jobs.
They've got when they started on the show, like I feel like when most people on the show have turned it into something. Like Hannah and Paige were like young; they were younger, and then like in 3 years, they've really turned careers out of the show. Kyle was a fuck boy, and now he's trying to do.
Carl, this is the last time I'm doing this with you. You just need to get it right.
Carl was a fuck boy, and Kyle was just a bro, and then they did the show, and now they're trying to do love.
No. They've That's always what I mean had jobs. They've always
Did they
had
really
jobs.
I don't believe it.
I think also she's a traveling nurse. I know because I've fucked traveling nurses. They
traveling nurses are freaky deaky.
Well, that is true. But I just want to say, yes, you go to school, you go to nursing school, you do this, but you do get a lot of time off.
That's true.
So I disagree with you saying she's the only one who's had that. I don't think that's fair.
I just meant like going into the show, the first season, most people have used this show to like build careers, I feel
But
like.
We don't know how long she's been a traveling nurse. She could have been doing something before that. She's also a model. So she's a slash too. They're all slashes.
Go to Vulture to get your facts.
But no, I'm just saying you were on a high horse about it. And it just makes no sense. You can admit when you're wrong. It's fine. He won't. That's the thing.
So, y'all, let's keep going.
I will say, I will call you out when you say something I don't think is fair. I just will not keep going.
All right. Well,
I don't care. People don't like it when we fight, but I don't give a fuck.
Oh, we're not fighting. That's the point.
No, but y'all, here's the deal.
If you drop a rope with the bitch, they're left holding the rope.
Oh, but no, what you dropping a rope is just standing there quiet.
Dropped.
No, you know what, when you drop that, when you get silence, it's just like, oh, I proved my point. Oh,
what people think in their head is not what needs to happen in my world.
Oh, how brave you are.
So That is the cast. You know what? It's probably a good time for us to take a little commercial break. And we'll be right back.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song, or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
That was hateful.
I didn't mean it to be hateful.
What you said to me at the break. He's like, you got to go fuck people. And I'm like, no, I'm celibate right now. I was shocked that Carl said he hadn't had sex in 3 months. If you look like Carl, you know what? Maybe he's just trying to become a better person. But if you're a straight guy in New York, you can fuck anything. It is a straight man's paradise and a gay guy's paradise.
He probably had to let a few things clear up.
Maybe that's why.
Those warts didn't go away on their own. Because he's hot, but he's a walking Petri dish.
Well, he's definitely had a lot. And as we said on Giggly Squad, we all got HPV. We all had chlamydia at one time.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I got some gonorrhea for some good dick. It was worth it. Just took an antibiotic and it was better.
Make it that easy to...
Y'all, use condoms. Use condoms. They still are better. Right, Poodle? You use condoms, right?
Next question.
Jesus.
I'm on
prep.
Yeah, you got to be on prep, though. Prep does not treat STIs.
Thank God you can't have babies.
I know. They'd come out all misshapen.
They'd be very drunk when they came out. Okay, let's actually talk about, we just talked about people. Let's talk about, not, okay, so normally y'all, if you watch the show for the first time.
Not really a lot happens.
Yeah, the first kind of episode is like, this is everybody. Shits really will start to pick up in the second episode.
Don't pull over, y'all. The street that I live near is very loud today.
It's a Friday. They're showing up on the Hamptons, and this is kind of indicative of the show. They all show up, and it's like, who's going to get what room? And that's a big deal. They don't divvy them up, and so they have to decide.
New house, beautiful house. It's a new house because this is quarantine, y'all. This was filmed during quarantine, so they're actually having to stay at this house 24/7, but they're not going back on the weekdays. They're staying at the house. So they're working from home. And I don't know how I'm going to enjoy people sitting in desks. Working from home saying, I need this unit. I need to get on the Lawrence call at 3 p.m. I don't give a shit about that. And I'm kind of annoyed at being seen at showing it.
It did bother me.
I did enjoy Kyle's, like, some of us have different kind of work habits, and Paige and Hannah just sitting in the bed looking at their phones. Because they're both like Insta, Paige, especially with influencers. And Hannah's like just creating content or podcasting. So the idea that them just sitting down there is funny.
Well, in podcasting, it can be kind of feast or famine. You can like Jake and I have, if we want time off, like we'll podcast a lot for like 2 weeks and then try to and catch up on some things so you can do that more. So it's just a different type of working schedule. And
no, we can't, because our show comes on every fucking week. 50 well, not, weeks but out I mean, fucking year.
I mean, other things. Now, I will say, was there a quick glimpse of Carl in glasses while he was working, wearing working
yes.
glasses?
Yeah.
And it suddenly made me think of Carl and nerd porn.
He is so gorgeous to me.
He's beefier. Like, his legs look beefier. He just looks more like he's in more fucking shape.
There's something that when you said the word beefier, that my spine just retreats. Ooh. Like a turtle going back into its shell.
Oh, he's a manly man. Mm.
So gross.
A hunk. He's a hunk.
Stop. No one says that word anymore.
No, I'm bringing the word hunk back because people are a hunk. That's a hunk of man. Hunk of man.
Ooh. People are a hunk. So basically, you guys, everyone is coming up there. Paige is dropped off by Perry, her boyfriend.
He is.
And
handsome.
Spoiler alert. But it's been in the news. They break up this summer.
We even talked about that on our show. So, They're not together. Yeah.
So we don't know about Paige's relationship status right now.
And we don't know they're together all of a sudden. We just know that they did break up. Now, Hannah's been with her cat. She's like, I've been with my cats, my parents. I'm horny. Let's fucking do this.
And she wants to fuck Luke, basically, because they've been kind of dating. They haven't really been dating. I have a feeling that Hannah thinks they were dating, but Luke would never say that.
Luke would never say that. But yeah, she was supposed to go to Minnesota over the summer, over last winter, fall, and she did not.
Didn't happen.
Minnesota knows us.
Minnesota.
She didn't go. Didn't go. So they're kind of choosing all the rooms. Everybody gets set up in their rooms and all this. Luke and Sierra aren't here yet. And suddenly there's this kind of Hannah sees Lindsay, and it's very.
She's like,
kind of.
Hi.
It's kind of like when Poodle's in a gay bar and another. Intelligent queen walks in the room. He immediately just becomes kind of cold.
A queen in glasses.
A queen in glasses.
Who's kind of like, looks kind of like Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Hackles are raised.
If Velma and I were in the same room, we would have to have a battle royale.
You would.
We're the same type. My hair's not like that.
Smart and slutty. That's it. Y'all, because Velma is a freaky deaky dick pig. Well, maybe.
Maybe for women.
She might be a pee pig. Yeah.
A pee pig?
Pussy.
I don't know if it works the same. I feel like.
Can you say dick pig and pussy pig?
I feel like someone who's after the pussy would be more of a pussy hound.
You're a pussy hound.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, really?
Pig. Yeah. Because
do you call yourself? If you're into. Going at, what do you call yourself?
Pussy hunter. I like pussy hunter.
Ooh, I like pussy hunter.
Pussy hunters. God damn it. I keep knocking my desk.
You do keep knocking your desk because you can't knock anything else right now.
I also can't sit still today. It's a real problem.
Because you can't sit on anything else today.
I need to take CBD.
You do need to take CBD, but I can't say it anymore.
No, you can't. What I say,
you feel like it shames you when I'm just trying to help you feel more comfortable.
It seems it's it when you say it to me, it sounds like, darling, have you taken your crazy pill today?
That's what you hear. I hope you never become bipolar because you'll never take your meds ever. Ever.
I will forget to take them.
Yeah, you all. So Hannah basically says, she said, Lindsay was not nice to me this winter. Because, y'all, this is where we start to get in the drama. There was a New Year's Eve party. Lindsay didn't invite her, but she heard that Danielle and Luke hooked up and that Lindsay was trying to get them to hook up.
Yeah, and I liked it when Amanda said, can I say something? And Hannah's like, we need to talk about something. Can we talk about Lindsay? And Paige says, fuck, we've been here for 10 minutes. Like,
it's been a minute. We've been here 10 minutes.
the shit talking starts happening
really, really quickly, y'all, because previously on the show before, it really is Hannah and Paige, and there was a little bit of a squabble last season with Amanda, but the three of them are good friends,
yeah,
for the most part.
They're the youngest people in the house,
yeah.
And it's a big age. Kyle especially is always referring to the generational gap between he and the other older people in the house.
You know, because Kyle's what, fucking 50?
30. He seems like that, but he's 37. So Hannah basically says that Luke called her every day. And they still haven't had sex.
No.
And everyone's freaking out about how good Carl looks, because he's basically sober now. He says he's not drinking a lot. His skin looks amazing.
His eyes look brighter. Like, yeah. I mean, he looks really, really good.
And, anyway.
He got his teeth whitened?
I think so. Yeah. Luke calls and says, I'm coming later. But it may be a little bit longer. Basically saying, they're like, do you have COVID? He's like, well, but I've been quarantining with my friend who I'm bringing. So they are coming. So we don't know if it's a girl or a boy. Of course it's a girl.
And
so,
y'all, Hannah has no chill because she gets off the phone and then immediately Paige goes, come here. They just run to like a side
Hannah,
room.
Come here. Hannah, come here.
She's like, well,
like a dog. Hannah, come here.
He called me every day, Paige. Every day.
They just know each other so well that
Paige knows that she's losing her
Hannah's
shit.
Face. She's like, Hannah, come here.
It's a thing.
I love to watch their relationship. So Carl, they're talking to Carl and they just say, Carl, we want to have a threesome. And he's like, yeah. Okay. Anyway. So basically they tell him he looks so good. And we find out that he's been drinking. He's like, you know, I drank because my parents divorced and because I wasn't happy at my job and depression. And he's like, alcohol was my therapist. And what a great realization for someone to make.
Yeah, I mean, and what a horrible place to be in 4 months when you've decided to be sober.
I agree with that.
It's really the worst possible place he could be. But y'all, he makes money from the show. And right now he's working for fucking Kyle, trying to sell iced tea and cans called Lover Boy. So we can see how well that's going to go. He needs money.
So then Lindsay's talking about her Stabby or Steven, I guess. I think they call him Steven because there was gay Steven earlier.
Oh.
That's why.
They had one gay guy the first two seasons.
They decided there was no gay drama. And I've been like, you should have hired me. I could be making faces, be pulling faces in the corner room when someone goes off the pantry. I'm like, girl.
Oh, yes.
I bring home gay guys from the club. There'd be enough sex hookup stories.
You would start so much shit between the girls.
Start a lot of drama. Yeah. I would intentionally treat one like shit the next day and just play one.
The fact that you've never been on a reality show is kind of crazy to me.
It is interesting. Well, I told you I've applied for The Real World.
Yeah, but you really should do some more now. You should do Big Brother.
I would either be the first gone, the first ejected, you know, or I'd be there until the last two.
I'm making you apply for Big Brother, because if you got on Big Brother, that would be great for our podcast.
Do you know how much I would hate Big Brother being in there with those people?
What if you won money?
Maybe.
What if you won $1 million?
I think, you know what? I like the challenge, but the people in there, I think I would just hate. I would probably get along with 2 to 3 people, and then everyone else I would just despise. I have a feeling. Like some bro-y guy would probably call me fag the first week. You know,
I don't think so. I think most people are a little more evolved that are on Big Brother. Maybe. Maybe not.
Have you watched the show?
They do get some people from.
Yeah.
Which is why you would be good, because you're from the South, from South Carolina. But then, you know what? You're doing it. You're applying.
Okay.
I've decided. I'll apply for you.
I think I would be good TV on it. Mostly because I would fight with people. But I think I have a good idea of strategy. I know.
Such a sense of justice. You would start selling merch that just said, "It's the principle."
I think I would do okay in the physical challenges, because I would do really good in the puzzle challenges. I'm really good at puzzles. So, now I want to be on Big Brother, you whore. Anyway, so Lindsay's there with Steven. Did you see her crazy timeline of like, so then we're going to get married, and then like, we're going to have a baby, and then I'm pregnant with my second child. And
it was planned down to not the years. It was planned down to the months.
Yeah.
Y'all, this is not a good way to attack life. It's good to make plans with somebody and that you see a future with them. And I understand for women, especially that want to have a child, if your biological clock is ticking, so don't come at me and say, you don't understand what it's like when you've got time. I do. I understand that, because I've had a lot of friends that have gone with it and cried on my shoulder about it.
But
I'm just saying, though, knowing Lindsay and this kind of rigidity of what her life is going to be, just is setting herself up for disappointment.
I seriously doubt she has talked over this timeline with Steven.
I don't think so. I honestly wish she would talk over her makeup base foundation.
I knew you were going to have a problem with that.
It's so fucking yellow, and it doesn't blend into the rest of her face. It looks
the scene.
She's a pretty woman
talking to Hannah.
Oh my God!
She looked like
Hannah.
A pumpkin.
I thought Hannah was having a conversation about Big Bird with Big Bird. It was just
she doesn't blend her makeup either. It's really not bad.
Her makeup's been better in the past. It's just Hannah, this foundation you bought for this new season, someone at Sephora Ulta.
Lindsay.
Sorry. I was thinking about Hannah. Lindsay, your Sephora salesperson fucked you over.
Yeah. And it's so interesting. It feels like we're going back to the first season of the twins, of the Workus twins and their makeup.
I did enjoy that. They were boring, but I also kind of enjoyed the twins for their craziness.
So
there's kind of this coldness between, and they don't know what's happening. So they basically, we should wrap up. Paige and Hannah tell Carl, they say, look, if you need us for here, don't feel like you have to drink. We're here for you. Like, we'll totally support you. And so then they have dinner that night. Luke still isn't here yet. And they're all sitting down to dinner, and Hannah just brings up, she's like, they're talking about what they had done this winter and how quarantine was for them. And they were like, oh my God, you're stuck in the house with the same person for 21 weeks. And blah, 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 blah. And then Hannah's like, listen, Lindsay.
You were cold to me this summer. You were not nice to me this winter. Sorry.
I didn't see you this winter because you didn't invite me. And Amanda even jumps in, because Amanda's always going to put her nose into shit that's none of her business, because she's always complaining. Exactly.
That's the shade button. Yeah. Amanda will always do that. Yeah.
Amanda's like, Amanda's the queen of like passive aggressive inserting herself, where she said, is.
Yeah.
I just feel like your mood changed when Hannah walked into the house.
She's like me. She's got a sense of justice that she needs to equalize everything with everybody there. It's her mothering instinct.
It is her mothering. Yeah. It's her codependent. Lindsay's basically like, she kind of says that Hannah talks shit about her on a podcast.
She's like, because you were talking shit about me on a podcast. And I'm sure that's true. You know.
And then Lindsay goes into this monologue that it's kind of like where she's talking about what actually happened, because Hannah said that Lindsay treats her like a minion. And Lindsay goes, if this is in there, her like testimonial to the camera. And she says, well, I didn't. She talked shit about me on that podcast. She said I was like, you know, shit, like falsities, false, false. And I'm wearing falsies. I'm kidding. I have tits. I did not treat her like a, whoa, hey, dick, minion.
And
I don't know what the fuck happened.
And then it was like time lapse, but like her. So obviously she's got a lot of rage about Hannah talking about her. Y'all. And
what do you think this comes from, Poodle, for Lindsay?
Hannah's getting more exposure than Lindsay is. And Lindsay started the show. And it's the same issue that Kyle has with Hannah and Paige. That they're getting more exposure than the quote stars of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the kind of meta angle we think that's there.
Yeah, I did. Because, y'all, as we see from that timeline, Lindsay likes to have control.
Basically, the next thing is Hannah is, what does that even say?
Is that when Hannah said, basically, people in New York were telling me you were trying to get Danielle and Luke together?
Right. And Lindsay denies that, which is interesting.
She denies it. And then Danielle says,
sorry,
yeah,
it happened.
Sorry, I made out with Luke.
Danielle's a slut, y'all. I love Danielle.
Love her. Oh, I love her.
I'm a slut. Danielle's a slut.
Your mom's a slut. You're all sluts. We're all sluts.
Yeah.
Get it.
So Lindsay just gets up and walks away from the table. And they're like, no, don't do this. Don't walk out angry. Because Lindsay's big reputation is like a fighter where she'll come in the room, then she'll leave. And y'all, if you're in a relationship with someone like that, it can be very challenging because they just want to say their piece and get the last word and walk. You need to demand time with that person. What are you doing? I don't know what this is.
Y'all, this is Don't Walk Away. Don't Walk Away by Jade. Remember that song? Oh,
Don't Walk Away, boy.
Anyway,
Reality Ace does not own this song, nor do we own any of the things associated with it.
Not at all. Not at all. We will say Danielle said that Luke and her kissed, and then he pulled away and said he's not fully. He's still into an ex. We don't know who the ex is. We don't know what he's talking about, but that's what he said to her.
Then the next day, we're seeing them work, which, God, that's going to piss the fuck out of me. I can't watch footage of them being on conference calls. That's not why I watch the show.
I think it's going to show that for like 2 minutes and as transitions each episode, and that's it, all you're going to get.
That's what I prefer. Anyway, so Paige and Hannah and Amanda are out at the pool, and they're talking about, Paige quarantining with Perry, her boyfriend at the time. And she's like, yeah, it wasn't fun. She's like, I'm kind of like, do I want to get married? We broke up twice because of having to live with someone else. And she asks Amanda, have you ever had doubts? She's like, oh, no, I've always known that I don't have any doubts that I want to marry Kyle. So because I think they are. I think they're in game in that
I
way.
I think that.
And of course, Luke FaceTimes Hannah because he has to keep her on the line.
Yep.
And he's like, I'm bringing a friend. Bringing a friend. And you can just see Hannah. She's like, oh, it's so good to talk. Oh, she still has feelings for him.
Y'all, she's she even walked away. Hannah is trying to play it cool. And it's
she's the worst at it. She'd probably admit that.
Not good at playing it cool. Not good at all. Then Carl goes to bed at 9:45 and my penis fell down.
I think because he had to work the next day.
I know, but I'm just like, I kind of like you. I'm like, oh, but Carl, who would be out all night. It's just a different show.
I'm kind of into it. He's so hot to me. Oh,
you just said you don't want to see people work. And now that Carl went to bed early for work, you're like, I'm into it. You know what? You have to judge people fairly if you're going to podcast about this show. We
don't
can't just give
me,
everybody.
Don't you tell me what
you
I can't
can give everybody. You can't get everybody cock blanche. You've got to.
So you mean I should be disappointed because he went to bed at 9:30? That's yes. It's lame. You're right. It's lame.
Not the point of this show. So anyway, so they all get up early and they work. Boring. Whereas Paige and Hannah are kind of hanging out. And then we see Paige gets like this whole truckload of clothes. That's all of her Instagram clothes that's coming. So, okay, we get it. They're all working. They all have jobs. And so then we get the pool. We talked about that. Y'all, now it's Friday. And it's Friday. Nobody has to work anymore. So we're going to make homemade pizzas, Poodle.
They're making pizzas on the oven, little oven that they're trying to do. I guess they've had, and Hannah's a disaster, spilling cheese everywhere. I would not want Hannah in my kitchen. I will tell you, she would need to be outside drinking.
Yeah.
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 And finally, Lindsay
it's
does.
Probably good food, but she would end up like feeding it to you and then fucking you and then leaving a mess of your kitchen and going.
Exactly.
Home.
Yeah. Lindsay finally just pulls Hannah away to talk and says, you know, and then
actually, did Lindsay pull Hannah? I thought Hannah pulled Lindsay.
You're right. I'm so sorry. I had that ordered wrong. And then
because I'll tell you now, Lindsay was not ready to talk.
No. And she's like, well, you're still so I'm sorry, but you're still going on podcast talking shit about me. And then Hannah says, you've been fake with me. So Lindsay, she denies that she's tried to get them the Danielle and Luke to hook up. And Hannah says, okay, fine, let's start over. This is the scene where Lindsay looks like she has jaundice.
It really so is like, y'all, it's like Big Bird has a stick up his ass and he's pissed. Because Lindsay, I will say Hannah, and I'm really trying to be impartial. I know we just had Hannah and Paige on our show. And we had a good time. But I really, y'all, I will call them out if I feel like they're wrong. But I feel like Hannah actually... Hannah is apologizing and saying what she kind of fucked up on. Lindsay is not, either Lindsay really didn't do anything wrong or Lindsay is not going to apologize.
I think she's not going to apologize.
Do you think Lindsay did anything wrong or no?
I think she has animosity towards Hannah that she's not being honest with her about.
And she can't say what it's really about. Yep. She can say like, I can treat you cold, but she's not going to say I'm jealous of you because you have more success than me.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think Lindsay's very successful as a publicist. I just think she wants notoriety.
She's very successful as a publicist. Yeah. Yes, but wanting
she wants because you guys that's a special type of success of getting recognized, of having many more followers that people seem to want. We don't want that.
We don't know
kind
that.
Of. I kind of want hot guys to slide in my DMs. That's the only reason I want that.
You know what? I want that for you. I don't want you to be famous, but I do hope guys just send you dick pics that want to fuck you.
That I want. That's the only side of fame that I want.
Good for you. You know what? I'm gonna pray for that.
But you know what? I do like people saying, you know, your podcast really brightened my day, or you guys keep me.
Oh yeah.
Quarantine. That's feeding my soul. Because
we need to feed your ass.
Thank you for that.
You know what? I will support you in that.
Anyway, so
I don't need to be an influencer because Poodle will say something eventually that'll take me down anyway. So I might as well just keep my anonymity.
Ride it out. So then they're making drinks. They're playing games because they can't go out.
This is so weird.
Right? What the fuck?
It's like Brady Bunch Summer House. Like what? They're playing fucking.
Are they going to play Never Have I Ever?
Oh, yes. They're going to play that. They're going to play Spin the Bottle. They're going to play all this stupid shit that we played in high school.
So anyway, they're.
Or that Jake and I wanted to play in high school, but we didn't want to kiss girls. We wanted to kiss boys.
That's the truth. Maddie,
come play Spin the Bottle. Oh, I can't. My mama, I think I might have a cold. I don't want to get anybody sick.
You have to kiss Billy. It's a joke.
Oh. Okay. I'm never going to kiss Billy. Kiss me, Billy.
Kiss Billy, please.
The closet door opens. And Billy, Billy's running out, and I just have my pants down around my legs. I shat on myself because I was so nervous, and I'm just holding on to his tennis shoe. Just by myself.
That's real. Because
that's real. Oh, yeah.
So, y'all, they're playing the games, and Luke and Sierra arrive. And Woo! Hannah's like, oh, my God, you see her just so shocked. And the first thing she does is she goes to hug Luke, but her face is kind of like, then she is trying her hardest. They call her, she's being a bit of a try-hard.
Try
because
hard.
She's trying not to act like she's jealous. She's like, it's so good to see you. Oh, let me show you. Let me go on a tour of your house. I love you already. I think we're going to be best friends. Did I tell you I'm not jealous?
You are so Hannah.
I would. I'm a try hard.
That, you know, when you're jealous, you would do that.
Oh, I would.
Because what is the best revenge, y'all? Showing up to an event or a party or a house with someone who's gorgeous.
Oh, totally. And you know what? The only way to contradict that is saying, oh my God, you're gorgeous. Be my new best friend.
And Jake would do probably what Hannah's trying to do. Bond with him and become friends with him. So then you can
turn them against the guy.
Turn them against Luke.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'd do in a second. In a second.
Do you think Hannah will do that?
She'll try.
I think she might try too. I hope she does. It'll be good TV. So, anyway, I mean, Hannah does kind of like...
No, you know what? Hannah's emotions are going to get the best of her. This bitch, you would not see a crack. You would not see a crack the whole time. I might cry at my sleep, and I might drink a little much, but you would not see me crack.
Can you imagine what... or did you even... When Hannah hugged Luke... Did you even see how she hugged him? She couldn't help herself.
Oh, yeah.
She gave him a hug and she like smelled him. Y'all, if someone gives you a hug and they smell you, they want to fuck you.
She was really emotionally connected. She was emotionally connected to him in a way that probably that she hadn't been with a lot of other guys.
When
she didn't really get emotionally connected. And spoiler alert, she is dating a man that's because it's everywhere. She's dating a man who's 15 years older than her right now because this was filmed last summer.
Yeah, so, she's very happy now.
She's moved past that, but I guarantee you we're going to see Hannah go through it this summer.
Yeah. Well, maybe it'll be what teaches her, because Hannah's been in a great, good way. She's like, I'm young, I'm single, I'm not going to commit to anybody, and maybe this realized that she was ready for some commitment. Maybe.
Yep. Maybe. So, anyway, Sierra's gorgeous. Sierra basically says she fits in pretty good. She's like, it's going to be here. She's like, Let's cheers to this summer. Let's fuck these boys up.
Oh,
I love it. That's what I would say. Let's fuck these boys. Let's fuck with these boys' heads.
You know what? If I was a new girl in the house, I would. I'd want to like fuck Kyle. I would just want to blow it up. Blow it all up.
Y'all, I will tell you, straight men's brains are the easiest to scramble.
Oh, yes.
It's not hard.
Not hard.
Yeah. They're just they're an inferior species to women.
Because Sierra seems smart.
Inferior species to women.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Sierra seems smart.
They're playing on a whole different level.
Whole different level. And Jules was stupid. Jules tried to start shit, but she's dumb.
She just couldn't fit in. No, and I think she tried too hard, too. She was a real try-harder.
Whereas Sierra, she's kind of the perfect amalgamation to fuck shit up, because she's beautiful, she's smart, and she also seems like she doesn't care about how she's perceived.
By the end of the episode, the girls have separated and the guys are together, because it's basically the guys who want to get all the 411 in on Sierra.
And Luke.
And
he's still dodging questions.
The girls are like, yay, Sierra, we're all trying to act like we're your best friends, but we're still trying to figure you out and see if you're going to plunge a knife into us.
Exactly. Isn't that like such an anthropological study? Like the guys are totally asking.
Uh-huh.
And then the women are like,
They're trying to be best friends because for the kind of the good of the house, but they're having all kinds of secret thoughts.
And at the end, Luke is, we don't know. It's kind of vague. Like, is Luke texted Hannah.
Hannah says, hey, burn dog. It's going to be so good spending the whole summer with you. Text Sierra the same thing.
And cameraman pan out on a big box of condoms. And
chef's kiss camera.
Mitch, that camera operator. Good for you, Mitch. Good for
That's
you.
A big box of condoms, by the
it's
way.
A big box of condoms. Poodle hasn't seen that since
like 64 condoms.
Yeah. A lot. Y'all, that's a show. That's all we got.
That's a lot of sex. I make it, unless I'm buying in bulk from Amazon, if you buy a huge, huge box of condoms, you are getting ahead of your skis.
Good for you.
Need to. No, I'm saying, you know what that expression means, right?
No.
Really?
It means ahead of your skis?
You're getting out ahead of yourself. It means you're thinking something will happen.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. He is.
Yeah. Y'all, buy a medium package of condoms.
No, buy a big pack, because what if you need some more? It's better to have more than have less.
You're not understanding what I'm saying.
I understand, like, but the practicality, you get more in the economy box, and what if you're fucking more?
The way the universe works, if you buy a jumbo box of condoms, you will get no game for
months. That's fair. That's karma.
That's what I'm talking about.
But you can't share condoms when the defensive line decides to fuck you and you're in the middle of a football field and you don't know what's up.
Who ever heard of condoms?
Yeah. Touchdown! Anyway, y'all, not that we're speaking from experience. Y'all, that's reality gays. Reality gays.
Not just straight people.
Talking about Summer House.
Guys, talk about sexual health, please.
Yeah. Again, if you want facts or sexual health, go to Vulture.
To pay for it now.
You do. Don't go to Vulture.
I went ahead and bought it because I like the recaps. So y'all, that's Reality Gays. You can find us at realitygayspodcast.com, on Insta at Reality Gays Pod. On Insta is Reality Gays Podcast, and then on Twitter as Reality Gays Pod.
And be sure to check out, if you haven't, our interview with Paige and Hannah. And y'all, we just dropped at the Giggle Squad. We dropped an interview with them this week on Monday. So I think this episode is
going to be a really long episode with them, and we had a blast. We loved their segments.
It's dropping on Monday. So this episode's dropping on Friday, y'all. And so today it's going to drop on the 5th, and we dropped with them on Monday.
Good blow job.
Yeah.
Talk about clitoral massagers.
Yep. Because they want advice questions. So, yeah. And we also talk a little bit about their own personal love lives and a little bit of tea from the show about what we can see.
That's so anyway. What's the sign off for this?
We don't have one, y'all.
Lover boy. Hello, lover boy.
I don't want to promote that.
You're right.
But I appreciate that effort, and that was a good very close.
Shut up. Don't talk down to me.
No, I mean it. I mean, you know what? Maybe we can just end this show with, and Carl, fuck us.
That's it. Not call me, but Carl.
Carl, fuck me.
Carl, fuck us. Fuck me, Carl.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.